Of course, only one Republican will win the party's presidential nomination, but for the remaining contenders, there can be other benefits. Case in point, most of the current GOP hopefuls have written books, and so their campaigns can double as book tours. As we hear from NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne, sometimes it's hard to tell the politics from the promotional events.
Books by presidential candidates are nothing new. It's a time-honored device to lay out both a personal story and policy proposals. The all-time sales champ in this category is Barack Obama's The Audacity of Hope. This is from the audio version.
An up or out strategy was how I described it to my wife. One last shot to test out my ideas before I settled into a calmer, more stable, and better-paying existence.
In the current campaign, the bookshelf is loaded. There's Mitt Romney's No Apology. He talked about the book on the Today Show last year.
Frankly, this is a book that flows from my many years of experience in the private sector and business going around the world. I think America's got some real challenges.
Texas Governor Rick Perry's book is called Fed Up. He, too, went on the Today Show before he was a candidate.
If there is a better signal of my plans for the future of not running for the presidency of the United States, it's this book. Anyone running for the presidency is not going to go take on these issues with the power that I do.
Texas Congressman Ron Paul, meanwhile, has been writing books for many years. His most recent is called Liberty Defined. He visited The View this year before officially jumping into the race.
So there are rumors you're going to run again this time. Are you
there
going to?
There, I've heard about those rumors.
Longtime publisher Peter Osnos has worked on political books. He says it's a medium where the candidate has total control.
A book has a great virtue. It's just you and the reader. There is no interviewer. There's nobody to get in the way.
Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann releases her new book next week. That's actually kind of late. But Bachmann, who has slumped in the polls after a strong start, will use the occasion to reintroduce herself to voters. But the co-mingling of candidate books and the campaign itself raises some questions. Dennis Goldford is a political scientist at Drake University.
You can ask, in a way, is the book there to sell a presidential candidacy? But in some cases, you may wonder if the candidacy is there to sell the book.
Which brings us to two candidates who stand out in this field for their aggressive approach to product promotion. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich and businessman Herman Cain. Gingrich is a prolific author writing on politics and history. He's co-authored a brand new novel set during the Civil War, and he produces movies. This trailer is from a Gingrich-produced film called A City Upon a Hill.
Exceptionalism for Americans is the belief that the United States is, in some way, more open, more vigorous, more optimistic than other nations are.
Additionally, emails from Gingrich are often about a movie or book he's selling. Cain's book, meanwhile, is called This Is Herman Cain. His travel schedule has prompted many to wonder if it's all really about selling books. Visits to Iowa have been rare. Instead, he's been in Arkansas, Tennessee, Wisconsin, and other places far from the early caucus and primary action. Cain addressed the assertion that his ultimate goal is to land a TV show, like former candidate Mike Huckabee did after his failed 2008 presidential run.
If you know Herman Cain, you know that that's nothing is further from the truth. And if you don't believe me, I invite you to get a copy of my new book, This Is Herman Cain. No, if you can find one, because they are selling like hotcakes.
Cain made those comments before allegations of past sexual harassment and an awkward answer to a question about Libya went viral. Any candidate would worry about the impact of such things on a political campaign. But selling oneself as an author or TV host or commentator is another matter. Constituents there can be much more forgiving. Don Gagne, NPR News.